I think everything's ready. I mean, members of civil society are receiving an invitation to meet the president on December 3rd. That'll be at U.S. Embassy. And I'm sure the Angolan officials and member of opposition are receiving as well. So I think everyone is excited, waiting for President Biden's visit. Of course, different groups have different interests in Angola, as you can imagine. But one thing that really came as a surprise to all of us is that President Biden stopping by Cabo Verde, one of the most democratic states in Africa, in particular in Portuguese-speaking countries' communities, CPLP.
Why do you think stopping by Cape Verde is surprising to you?
Well, I mean, surprising in the sense that, I mean, it wasn't an agenda. Actually, it's a good thing. I think that by stopping by Cabo Verde before traveling to Angola, that's a really showing to the Africans and the world that, you know, democracy matters. And it's not by accident, I think, that the White House chose Cape Verde, because Cabo Verde has the same history as Angola, Mozambique. But yet they're way ahead of us in terms of democracy, because there was a lot of criticism against the Biden administration why he chose Angola, related to the decline of democracy in Angola, which is a very young democracy and a serious human rights concern. Of course, transparency as well. So to balance those criticisms, so President Biden or the White House has chosen to stop by Cabo Verde before it's going to Angola.
Let's look at the other highly publicized benefits from President Biden's visit, particularly the Lobito Rail Corridor. What do you think about this?
I mean, it's extremely beneficial, I have no doubt. We're still yet to see, but I believe that will be beneficial, because the Lobito Corridor will connect Angola, DRC, and Zambia. We hope it would do so, because there's a lot of criticism in regard to this investment. Folks are calling the Biden administration, making sure that the colonial style investment doesn't repeat on U.S. investment in places like Angola or elsewhere within the continent, that this investment will, on the contrary, locals, communities will benefit from this investment. And also, unlike the Chinese investment, where the usual brings 20% of the labor, the construction companies are the Chinese companies, the old material comes from China, we're hoping that it will provide employment here in Angola. And most importantly, transparency, because that's one of the biggest issues we have on Chinese investment in Angola. There's no transparency. So we hope that the U.S. investment in Angola and elsewhere in the continent will be beneficial for two main reasons. One, it's transparency. And then the second one is jobs. We hope that they will develop those communities throughout the Angola, DRC, and Zambia, and will provide jobs